This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi has made a court appearance in person for the first time since the military arrested her February 1st. Her lawyer said that Suu Kyi met with them before Monday's hearing. She faces several charges that her supporters say are attempts to discredit her and legitimize the military's takeover. Her previous court appearances were by video link, and she could not meet with the lawyers in person. Her lawyer said that Suu Kyi conveyed a message of well-being for Myanmar's people and that her political party would stand by them. They also met with Myanmar's ousted president, Win Myint, who was a defendant on some of the charges. A top U.S. commander says that as the United States scales back its military presence across the Middle East to focus on great power competition with China and Russia, it risks giving those two countries a chance to fill the gap and expand their influence around the Gulf. Marine General Frank McKenzie has been traveling through the Middle East over the past week and has fielded a persistent question from the military and political leaders he's seen. They want to know if the U.S. is still committed to their country and the region and what more support they can get. McKenzie is a top U.S. military commander for the Middle East. Israeli police escorted more than 250 Jewish visitors Sunday to a Flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem, where clashes between police and Palestinian protesters helped trigger a war in Gaza, according to the Islamic Authority overseeing the site. The 11-day conflict between Israel and Gaza's militant Hamas rulers came to a fragile halt Friday, but left behind immense ruin in Gaza, including hundreds of homes and have been completely destroyed and many more that were badly damaged. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials and survivors say the volcanic eruption in Congo and the ensuing chaos have killed at least 15 people and that more than 500 homes have been destroyed. The UN Children's Agency said Sunday that the eruption of Mount Nyiragongo on Saturday night sent around 5,000 people in the city of Goma fleeing across the nearby border in Rwanda, while another 25,000 others sought refuge to the northwest. More than 170 children were still feared missing, and UNICEF officials said they were organizing transit centers to help unaccompanied children in the wake of the disaster. Goma ultimately was largely spared the mass destruction it suffered the last time the volcano erupted, back in 2002. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Sunday that the United States strongly condemns Belarus for forcing a Ryanair flight carrying a wanted opposition activist, Roman Protasevich, from Greece to Lithuania to land in the Belarusian capital, Minsk. Lithuania's president also called for sanctions against Belarus on Sunday if the country did not release the activists detained by authorities after his flight was diverted. The Ryanair plane that he was on was forced to divert to Minsk in order for Belarus to detain him, drawing criticism from across Europe. Italian authorities are trying to determine what caused the cable car to plummet to the ground, resulting in at least 14 deaths. A young child was also hospitalized in serious condition with broken bones. Six of the dead were Israeli citizens, including a family of four who lived in Italy. That's according to the Israeli Foreign Ministry. It was not clear if the other couple was related. The Stresa mayor said it appeared that a cable broke, sending the car careening until it hit a pylon, then fell to the ground. Nearly 5 months after being deployed to the U.S. Capitol to help quell the January 6th insurrection, National Guard troops were set to leave and turn over security of the area to the U.S. Capitol Police. Guard troops, their mission ending Sunday, were expected to be leaving on Monday. A person familiar with the plan told the Associated Press that person was not authorized to discuss the plan by name and requested anonymity. The Pentagon announced earlier in the week that an extension of the Guard presence of more than 2,100 troops had not been requested. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my- Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking on your doors, so I want you to relax, because today again, I am going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc with some beautiful music from the continent. Starting off today from Zimbabwe, Icon Mani in Ndombolo. And right after that, Go Sleep, beautiful music by Kubazi from Liberia. But Ndombolo is coming up right now. Icon Mani from Zimbabwe.
African Beats.
Morning, King Tusumo,
By Kobazi of Liberia, and right before that was Ndombolo by Icon Mani of Zimbabwe. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Stay close, I'll be right back with more music.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to the African Beat, the hottest African music show on the Voice of America with David Vandy.
The African Beat on the Voice of America. Beautiful time, wonderful people. Africa, you reign, because the best music comes from Africa. Ohima is the next track that I'm going to play. This one is done by Sa Prince from Ghana in the Akan language, and this is Queen. Ohima means queen, and this is going to be for all the beautiful African queens out there. This is dedicated to you. And right after that, If the Children Cry by the great Papa Wemba, the legend, gone but not forgotten, from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Now let's take Ohima, the Queen, by Sa Prince of Ghana.
Spirit music. Yeah. Oh, some room, maybe.
If the Children Cry, Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and before that, Ohema Queen by Saprins of Ghana. The African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy right here in Washington.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Now for some messages. Hi, David Vandy. You are blasting my head with your superb choice of music. Feeling heaven on earth in my room right now from Sabolawi, Abu Zaria, Kaduna State in Nigeria. Thank you very much, Sabo, and keep enjoying yourself. And another message from Ta Ukum of Nigeria, and he simply writes, you are doing a good job, David. Keep it up. Well, thanks to all of you. Then let's go back to music. And now we introduce this brand new quote by Gile from Sierra Leone, and she calls this one Mahi, which simply means king. And right after that, Good Life, the sound of Naomi Achu from Cameroon, the queen of Bamenda. But Mahi is the next track right now by Gile of Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
African Beats.
By Naomi Achu of Cameroon, and before that, Mahie by Gile of Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Stay tuned, I'll be back, and we're gonna continue with more beautiful sounds from Africa.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
You love the African Beat, we love you. And so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about a show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us here in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Sir, I appreciate your program so much. The African Beat on the Voice of America. My name is Lamin Kaloko from Sierra Leone. I want you to play a nice piece of music for me and all African Beat listeners. Well, Lamin Kaloko, if you're listening, something really good is going to come for you. And so, let's go with some real African non-stop music, Sukus Attack. And you remember the days when we used to dance to non-stop music. We call it endurance. And so, I want you to enjoy this one, Sukus Attack by Suku Stars, right there. Let's go. Message says, hello David, my name is Rabo Jiraye, a listener of your African Beat program from Adamawa State in Nigeria. I am enjoying your show. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. Suku Stars doing Suku's Attack. Beautiful music nonstop. And with that, I'm sure you're sweating right now. The African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Van Dee, and I'll be back.
Oh my God. I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African Beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Van Dee.
Welcome back, and more music from the continent. Nova Romance by African Zay of Mozambique is coming up. And right after that, Sexy Rose by Flavor of Nigeria. Sexy Rose by Flavor of Nigeria, and right before that, Nova Romance by African Z of Mozambique.
African Beats.
Africa, Africa.
Voice of America.
Here is this message coming from a regular listener to the African Beat right on the Atlantic Ocean in West Africa. And that is Jebe Taufik, Master MV for Vision 3. And he says, "Hello, David, how are things going? I want you to play a nice piece of music for the listening crew on board my vessel here at sea in West Africa. We want you to play something really good from Tanzania. We love African Beats and we don't miss it at 2000 hours GMT on our SSB radio. Keep the African Beat moving. We are proud to be Africans. Love from Jebe Taufik, Master MV for Vision 3. Thank you so much. Well, to all of you out there, let's enjoy something really good from Tanzania's Diamond Platinum, and this is Nana. Enjoy it, and you keep listening to the African Beat all the time.
I can't deny your love. Baby, I'm for you.
And with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't forget to send in those messages right to me on africanbeat@voanews.com. Till we meet again, I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
That never grows weary.
So let us be united as the children of Mother Africa.
The voice of the children echoing the hills, proclaiming us a future. In the land, the soul and seeds of the mother will be good. As children will be singing songs of joy in the valley.
Remember,